For the past year, there haven't been many outlets for live music, but that is starting to change. There's one festival in Keokuk that's ready to make a comeback. The Rollin' on the River Music Festival will be held this August, after taking a year off because of COVID-19. Promotion chairperson Randy Fish says this will be the 33rd year for the festival, which he says is the longest-running music festival in the area. He's hoping for a good turnout.
After all this people staying home and that kind of thing, and all live music around the area being canceled, we hope that people are ready to get out.
Fish says canceling last year's festival was a tough decision, but it did put them in a better position to succeed financially this year.
We pay 50%, and then when they play, we give them the other 50%. So we made an agreement with them to keep the money and come back this year for the other 50%, and they all agreed to do that.
Fish says the lineup for this year's festival will have 8 bands spread across 2 nights. Some of those acts include Sally Weisenberg, Craig Erickson, and Jason D. Williams, as well as a headliner that hasn't been announced. He says the festival isn't specific to just one type of music.
But we sure give a pretty firm nod to the blues.
Fish says they'll also have free music workshops for the kids and plenty of food vendors. I'm David Hightower, Tri-State's Public Radio News.